Well, that old rooster's a-crowing, and the coffee's a-pouring, and Arizona and America run on Dunkin' Donuts, and welcome to the Garden Hour, the Rosie on the House show here on KTAR, and this is Jay Harper. I'm sitting in studio while the boys are up there freezing their little you-know-whats off in Christmas City, USA, Arizona, Prescott, Arizona, with the official Christmas tree lighting in the Courthouse Square tonight of the official Arizona Christmas City.
Yes, we are, Mr. President.
And, hello, who what?
But before we get busy, Mr. President.
You told me you were going to let me do this intro.
Mr. President, we have some very important business before we get to the Landscape and Garden Hour.
What's that?
Is your website fixed?
I didn't know it was broken.
Well, you're the president, and it's been a big issue.
Well, if you just keep going on and trying, it'll work.
Oh, okay.
Just call. You don't have to get on the website. You can just do it by phone.
Yes, a little shameless humor, but we are joined by John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery and president of the Arizona Nursery Association. Congratulations, sir. The ceremony and inducting, and you were inducted on Thursday night by a former president of the Arizona Nursery Association who served when?
1970.
And that there's a special relationship there.
Yes, my father was president of the Arizona Nursery Association in 1970, so just a few years gap there. But
Well, you could sure tell he was awful proud to see you take that role, and congratulations on that position.
Thank you very much.
So, in the landscape and garden, where are we going to go? If it's not, if we can't fix a website, what can we fix in our yard this
morning?
Well,
one thing I think, totally unrelated to gardening, we need to not neglect. Every year on this date, when my kids were in grade school, they would come home and I'd say, "And what day is today?" And I'm asking you, Romy, what day is today?
Saturday,
December 7th.
Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
Pearl Harbor Day, and they hardly ever talked about it in school. So we need to talk about it just for a second. You know, especially with the ties that Arizona has to Pearl Harbor, with the USS Arizona. Actually, almost half of the casualties at Pearl Harbor were on the Arizona. 1,177 souls lost their lives that day, 23 sets of brothers, and a father and son on the ship. So anyway, thanks to all those who serve. Happy Pearl Harbor Day. I don't know if happy is the right word to say, but it is Pearl Harbor Day.
So, we'll think of a better one by the end. Right. And they have two cannons that they put down at City Capitol. On the right where when you're going across and Washington splits and goes around the Capitol.
That's the Wesley Bowlin Plaza Memorial there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a big motorcycle ride today going down there, I guess.
I had the opportunity to be down there on Thursday. Hickman Family Farms was doing a campaign with Chew on This, talking about food production, and they hosted an event down at Wesley Bowlin Plaza. And so I had the opportunity to sneak over and see it. And I tell you what, when you look at the cannons, one's off the Arizona, one's off the Missouri, you just realize how massive those ships have to be. And I mean, it's incredible to look at, just look at these things, and they're pointed right at City Hall. So I don't know if that was intentional.
I think it is, probably. It's like, you guys better do your jobs, or
Mr. Boomy here. There, but they also have the names of everyone that's passed away in a very neat setup. Cool. We will post that. Yeah. And I'd like to thank Officer Tommy Thompson of the Phoenix Police Department. He actually gave me the tour. It wasn't planned. We just bumped into each other down there, and he walked me over and through it and around it and gave me a little history of the setup and the cannons and the blasts and everything. It was a lot of fun. So there's for Pearl Harbor Day, it is I don't know the details, the times, or the locations, just because obviously we are here, but in downtown Phoenix today at the Capitol, it's incredible.
Very good. And you guys are in Prescott for the tree lighting to kind of kick off the Christmas season. And the tip for the day, at least for those, well, really for all of Arizona, because giving gifts through the garden center, from the garden center, from the nursery, is such a cool idea. Number one, that, you know, a lot of the gifts are sustainable, you know, like a Christmas cactus or a living Christmas tree, or you know, a potted bulb like an amaryllis can be planted out in the yard, some of them in pots. I know people who have Christmas cactus that are several generations old, so there's kind of a cool thing to remember Christmases and somebody by giving something like a Christmas cactus or a little potted plant. You can also, Christmas gifts are a great way to give to somebody that just doesn't really need much, or you don't know what to give them. I mean, everybody can use an amaryllis bulb or a Christmas cactus, or, you know, just all kinds of things from the nursery, a little pot with some seeds in it. It's all kinds of Christmas gift ideas that come from the garden center that are inexpensive to clear up to, you know, Katie bar the door, as far as you can plant trees in memory of somebody. We've had people plant, you know, 24-inch box trees in memory of somebody, or give that gift as a way to somebody that's maybe moved into a new home. And you'd like to help them get their landscape started, you know, have a tree delivered and planted for them. So anything from a couple bucks to hundreds of dollars you can do from a nursery or garden center all over the state of Arizona. As we'll learn in a little bit from your guest in Prescott, there's all kinds of living Christmas tree options for the folks in northern Arizona.
And that's exactly where we're going. If you'd like to join in or have a question for our guests or our host, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. You've heard us talk in the last couple of weeks about living Christmas trees, and mainly the Afghan pine for the desert area. But in Prescott, in Flagstaff, in the mountain areas, there's a lot more options than just the Afghan pine, and some beautiful options. The spruces, and particularly my favorite, but we have Monrovia sales rep for the entire state of Arizona, who's based out of Prescott, joining us with us today. Jim Root, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, thank we're you. Doing wonderful. Thank you for being here with us.
Great to be here. Appreciate it. And welcome to the land of the cold.
Yes, it was. I think my truck still hasn't frosted off this morning. What are our options for living Christmas trees?
Well, up here, it
aside
is.
Aside from the entire courthouse square, they're going to be lighting up like a torch in a couple hours.
That'd be awesome tonight when snow is falling and the lights turning on. That's going to be awesome tonight.
It's the white Christmas picture.
I'm going to be there.
Picture
for sure.
Perfect.
But yeah, but up here it's colder, so we do use different trees or conifers up here for our Christmas live Christmas tree options. And the most popular ones up here are probably your Colorado blue spruce type plants. You can get a seedling Colorado blue spruce, but I highly recommend getting a grafted, like a Fat Albert blue spruce, because they're a perfect Christmas shape. They're grafted, they're a much bluer color, and like I say, they just come in a perfect Christmas shape. And you can get them in all sizes, from little 2 gallons for like a little tabletop Christmas tree, and you can get them up into the 6 to 10 foot range as well. So that's one of our most popular ones up here. The Austrian black pine is extremely popular and makes a great landscape tree once you're done with it for Christmas. You can put all these out in the yard. And the dwarf Alberta spruce, they tend to be smaller, but they make great table top Christmas trees. From like, they're just like a foot to 2 foot tall, all the way up to about 4 or 5 foot maximum. But they make great little small, if you have a small area, small house, or you don't want a big tree, that's a perfect little holiday Christmas-shaped tree. And, of course, the pinyon pine, which grows native up here, you can also get some of the Pinus monophyllo, which is a single-needle pinyon pine, and they have a great little Christmas shape to them, and they do great out in the landscape here, and very, very water-wise, drought-tolerant as well.
I have become very addicted to planting over the last couple of years, and what started out as a design for a shade screen. We put a row of citrus in to protect it from against the road for dust control,
right,
and a little privacy screen. So that one row is now 3 rows, and it's got a variety of fruit producing, and then we put in a bunch of shade trees. We put in some pecan trees. We put in some pistachio and some almond. I'm really liking this living Christmas tree, and I ran a irrigation line while I was doing some expansion last weekend to start a row of every year, putting another pine tree after we get the living Christmas tree, have it decorated in the home, and then go plant it.
It's you know, another great thing about the live trees is a lot of us up here burn wood for heating, like I do at my house, and it really dries out the house. And a living tree is great because you don't have to worry about the tree drying out on you. You just, you know, water it a couple times during the week. You want a saucer under it, of course, so you don't ruin your rug or anything like that. But that's another great benefit to them.
Having the roots instead of cutting it off keeps them.
Yeah, they're fresh. You don't have to worry about it drying out in your house. And they do great for, you know, 3 weeks in the house. That's not a problem at all for them. And then you can, what I would probably recommend, because they've been in a warm environment for a few weeks, is kind of acclimate them, maybe take them out to the garage, you know, let them cool off a bit for a week, you know, and before you stick
don't
them.
Don't go from the fireplace to the frozen ground.
Exactly, yeah. So you might want to just kind of reacclimate them back to the cold after Christmas. That would be my only suggestion.
So you can, they're hardy enough to plant during that
you can,
cold ground?
Like here in Prescott and Payson, what I call the mid-mountain area.
The mile high range.
We don't really, our ground doesn't freeze. You know, extreme case, it might be an inch of frost or something, but you can plant year round up here. If you're not comfortable planting it, you can go ahead and keep it in a container. They winter well through the winter here in a container. You just got to make sure you keep them watered though. But I'd recommend if you can get it in the ground, put it in the ground. It just offers more protection for the roots.
And if you do keep it in a container, that's still not inside. You still put that outside somewhere.
Yeah, you
somewhere
still want
the,
it outside, yeah.
The
yeah.
Max 2-4 weeks to keep it inside maybe?
Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks, yeah, is good.
And then gradually bring it out to the garage or a covered patio
and
then out to the exterior. Outstanding. It is Rosie on the House Saturday mornings covering the entire state of Arizona. John J. Harper, president of the Arizona Nursery Association and owner of Harper's Nursery and Landscape, is in studio at KTAR 1-888-767-4348. Rosie and I, along with Jim Roop, are in Prescott on our sister station KQ&A. We cover the entire state of Arizona, KNST in Tucson, Chasm in Sedona, CAF in Flagstaff, KGVY in Green Valley. If you want to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348.